From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. A new series on the making of a musical and the myth that inspired it. Jerome Weeks tells the story of Stagger Lee creator Will Power in a few minutes. First, though, the U.S. Supreme Court today will hear arguments in a case that began 7 years ago in North Texas over racial integration and housing policies. Dallas attorney John Shackelford's closely watching Inclusive Community Project versus Texas Department of Housing and Community Affairs. He said the case goes beyond housing issues.
It also impacts financial institutions because regulators have looked at financial institutions and evaluated some of their lending practices in determining whether, in effect, they have discriminated against minorities when it comes to their loan applications.
This could be a landmark case if the court decides to reinterpret the Fair Housing Act of 1968 and place the burden of proof on plaintiffs to prove racial intent. Dallas City Council member Scott Griggs is vice chair of the city's housing committee.
It's very important to get this guidance from the Supreme Court on just what creates an adverse impact and what doesn't, and find a way to move forward not only Dallas, but really the whole nation in this conversation.
Plaintiffs don't have to prove intent under current law, only that the consequence is segregation. A ruling could come by June. And an effort to overhaul how the Dallas School District operates has ended. The commission charged with writing a home rule charter yesterday voted 10-5 against the idea. The Home Rule Initiative began in March with a petition drive and support from influential politicians and wealthy backers, but the public's enthusiasm never matched their fervor. Bob Weiss chairs the 15-member panel. He told the Dallas Morning News he opposed the initiative because the 1995 state law that allows home rule, quote, is a very bad piece of legislation, and that a home rule district could undermine people's democratic rights. However, the Home Rule Commission decided to continue meeting to write recommendations for the school board to consider. The recommendations would not be binding in the same way a charter would. The Art and Seek team has spent more than a year tracking the Dallas Theater Center as it developed an original musical. The series, Stagger Lee, Making a Musical, begins today with the show's creator. Will Power tells Jerome Weeks his fascination with the legend of Stagger Lee began back in his childhood.
As a kid, Will Power had a personal interest in the legend of Stagger Lee. His mother said his own middle name almost was Stagger Lee.
She always told me that they didn't know how to spell the name, and that was the reason that wasn't my middle name. Because it comes from the oral tradition, so is it Stagger Lee? Is it Stagger Lee?
If you're younger than 40, you may not know who Stagger Lee is. If you're older than 40, you may recall the name from the 1959 hit song by Lloyd Price. That's only one version. There are dozens, all inspired by a real-life shooting in St. Louis in 1895. In some, Stagger Lee is a cold-hearted killer who's sent to hell. In others, he's a heroic outlaw, a rebel. Either way, Stagger Lee became an African-American folk figure, a folk figure Power grew up with in San Francisco. Power's parents were both political activists. His father, for instance, was with the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, a group at the forefront of civil rights in the 60s and 70s.
Like, that was my world, afros and picket signs, and also the underside of that, the drug use, the idealism and the pain, all that stuff was there.
Sandra Jackson Dumont grew up with Power in the Fillmore District, San Francisco's historically black neighborhood. They both were exposed to creative, Afrocentric theater and music at a local cultural center. Jackson Dumont, who now heads up education at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art, remembers attending high school with Power.
I remember thinking, God, he's so smart. He was just really well-read, very sure of himself, and hip-hop was always, I think, a part of his thinking and reading, but I think it also came to him through the lens of theater and performance.
In fact, by the 90s, Power was a pioneer using hip-hop in theater performances, first in the Bay Area as part of the collective Midnight Voices. But then Power went solo, moved to New York. He rapped on HBO's Def Poetry Jam, and he created an off-Broadway hip-hop version of the Greek tragedy Seven Against Thebes. He even appeared on the Stephen Colbert Report. In 2010, Power won SMU's Meadows Prize. The prize required him to come to Dallas to develop a project. He brought along his ideas about Stagger Lee. In his show, Stagger Lee would be one of several black folk figures. They'd fear him, but also find they need Stagger Lee's strength as they strive to build lives for themselves. Justin Ellington is a composer and Will Powers' collaborator.
Will really is into what shapes a community, and these myths do that. And it's a simple story, a family looking for a better opportunity. The family just happened to consist of these mythical figures.
Fittingly, Power has moved his family to Dallas for this opportunity. Musicals may be popular, but they're pricey, and developing Stagger Lee has involved years of piecing together funding. There was the Meadows Prize. 2 years later, a grant from the Donna Wilhelm Family New Works Fund. Then came an NEA grant and money from the Andrew Mellon Foundation. As a result, Power is in a rare position. He's both playwright in residence at the Theater Center and a faculty member at SMU. He wants to bridge the two, to get students to build ensembles, develop their own stories. In that line, Stagger Lee is the biggest show Power has ever done.
The blessing of this whole process, we've had like 4 or 5 workshops over these last few years. And we had just in October, November, a 5-week workshop. That never happens in America, you know? So we had a 5-week rehearsal where I was really able to figure out some critical moments. Then I had a month off to do another draft, and now we're back into it. Again, you never know. Hopefully we won't get into previews and we're like, oh my God, the second act doesn't work.
But all those years of rewrites are not over yet. The first preview of Stagger Lee was pushed back from tonight to tomorrow. The show still opens January 30th, and Power has until then to see if that second act really works. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Our digital storytelling project is at artandseek.org/Stagger Lee. While you're there, watch a video of how one song and dance number for the show evolved, and listen to how the song Stagger Lee has been interpreted over the years, from Mississippi John Hurt to the Grateful Dead. Our series Stagger Lee Making a Musical continues next Thursday. Got a 20% chance of rain this afternoon, partly sunny skies otherwise, with a high around 60. It's 43 degrees in Dallas, 42 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.